Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to masterfully describe a famous monument in your country for IELTS speaking. Describing a famous monument in your country is a common topic in IELTS speaking tests. This task requires candidates to showcase their language skills while demonstrating knowledge about their national heritage. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore effective strategies to excel in this speaking task, providing sample answers and detailed analysis to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the specifics, it's crucial to understand what the examiner is looking for when asking about a famous monument. They want to assess your ability to describe physical features accurately, explain historical significance, express personal opinions and emotions, use a wide range of vocabulary and complex structures, speak fluently and coherently. Let's break down the IELTS speaking test structure and see how this topic might be addressed in each part. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you might be asked general questions about monuments or famous places. Here are some possible questions. Are there any famous monuments in your hometown? Do you like visiting historical monuments? Why or why not? How often do you visit monuments? Let's look at a sample answer for the second question. Sample answer. Band 78. Yes, I do enjoy visiting historical monuments. I find them fascinating because they offer a tangible connection to the past. Exploring these sites allows me to immerse myself in history and gain a deeper understanding of our cultural heritage. It's always awe-inspiring to stand before structures that have withstood the test of time and witnessed significant events in our nation's history. Part 2, Long Turn. In Part 2, you might receive a cue card like this. Describe a famous monument in your country. You should say what it is, where it is located, what it looks like, and explain why it is important. Here's a sample answer targeting a band 8-9. I'd like to talk about the One Pillar Pagoda, which is one of the most iconic monuments in Vietnam. This historic Buddhist temple is located in the capital city, Hanoi, and is renowned for its unique architectural design. The pagoda is situated in a tranquil park near the Ho Chi Minh Mausoleum Complex. What makes it truly distinctive is its structure. It's built on a single stone pillar that rises from the center of a small lotus pond. The temple itself resembles a lotus blossom, which is a sacred symbol in Buddhism. The wooden pagoda is square in shape, with intricate carvings and a curved roof typical of Vietnamese architecture. The One Pillar Pagoda holds immense significance for several reasons. Historically, it was built in 1049 by Emperor Tai Tong, making it nearly 1,000 years old. Legend has it that the emperor constructed it after having a dream in which the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara handed him a sun while seated on a lotus flower. Moreover, this monument symbolizes the rich cultural and religious heritage of Vietnam. It has withstood numerous wars and natural disasters, being rebuilt several times, which makes it a powerful symbol of resilience and continuity for the Vietnamese people. In terms of its importance, the One Pillar Pagoda is not just a tourist attraction, but also an active place of worship. Many locals visit to pray for good health and fertility. Its unique design has also made it an architectural marvel, inspiring countless artists and architects over the centuries. To me, this monument encapsulates the spirit of Vietnam, its blend of history, spirituality, and artistic beauty. Whenever I visit, I'm always struck by how such a small structure can carry so much cultural weight and continue to captivate people from all over the world. Examiner's follow-up questions. How do local people feel about this monument? Do you think it's important for a country to preserve its historical monuments? Sample answer. Local people generally hold the One Pillar Pagoda in high regard. It's seen as a source of pride and a tangible link to Vietnam's rich history. Many Hanoians, in particular, view it as an integral part of their city's identity. The pagoda is not just a tourist attraction, but a living monument where people come to pray and seek blessings. Its resilience through wars and natural disasters has made it a symbol of national perseverance, which resonates deeply with the Vietnamese spirit. Absolutely, I believe it's crucial for countries to preserve their historical monuments. These structures are invaluable repositories of our cultural heritage and collective memory. They provide tangible evidence of our ancestors' achievements and help us understand our roots. Moreover, historical monuments often become symbols of national identity and can foster a sense of pride and unity among citizens. From an educational perspective, they offer irreplaceable opportunities for hands-on learning about history and architecture. Economically, well-preserved monuments can boost tourism, contributing to local economies. However, the preservation process needs to be balanced with modern development needs, ensuring that we honor our past while building for the future. Part 3, two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to monuments and cultural heritage. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. How do you think technology is changing the way we experience historical monuments? Sample answer, Band 8-9. Technology is revolutionizing our interaction with historical monuments in several ways. Virtual reality and augmented reality applications now allow people to visit monuments from anywhere in the world, providing immersive experiences that were previously impossible. This has democratized access to cultural heritage, making it available to those who can't physically travel to these sites. Moreover, 3D scanning and modeling technologies are enabling precise digital preservation of monuments. This is invaluable for restoration efforts and allows us to study these structures in unprecedented detail. Social media platforms have also changed how we share and engage with these sites, often raising awareness about lesser-known monuments. However, this technological mediation also poses challenges. There's a risk of oversimplifying complex historical narratives or prioritizing spectacle over substance. The ease of virtual access might also reduce the perceived value of in-person visits, which often provide a more profound, multi-sensory experience. Ultimately, I believe technology should complement rather than replace traditional ways of experiencing monuments. When used thoughtfully, it can enhance our understanding and appreciation of these invaluable cultural treasures. Do you think countries have a responsibility to maintain monuments from cultures that are no longer present in that country? Sample answer, Band 8-9. This is a complex issue that touches on ethics, cultural heritage, and international relations. In my opinion, countries do have a responsibility to maintain monuments from cultures no longer present, as these structures are part of our shared human heritage. Firstly, these monuments often provide invaluable insights into human history and cultural evolution. They can be crucial for archaeological and historical research, helping us understand past civilizations and their interactions. Preserving them is thus a service to global knowledge and understanding. Secondly, maintaining these monuments can be seen as an act of respect and reconciliation, especially in cases where the culture's absence is due to historical conflicts or displacement. It demonstrates a nation's commitment to acknowledging and honoring diverse historical narratives. However, this responsibility comes with challenges. There may be financial constraints, especially for developing countries. There might also be conflicting claims of ownership or differing views on how these monuments should be preserved or presented. I believe the international community, through organizations like UNESCO, has a role to play in supporting countries in this endeavor. This could involve financial aid, expertise sharing, or collaborative preservation projects. Ultimately, while it may be challenging, preserving these monuments is crucial for maintaining a comprehensive and inclusive historical record. It reflects a mature approach to history that recognizes the interconnectedness of human cultures and the value of preserving diverse cultural legacies for future generations. Key vocabulary and structures for high scores. To achieve a high band score, incorporate advanced vocabulary and complex structures in your responses. Here are some examples. Architectural marvel. Marvel, noun phrase, a building or structure that is exceptionally beautiful or impressive. Example, the Taj Mahal is widely regarded as an architectural marvel. Cultural significance, cul significance, noun phrase, the importance of something in terms of culture and traditions. Example, the Great Wall of China holds immense cultural significance for the Chinese people. To withstand the test of time, to withstand that test of time, idiom, to remain important or valuable for a long period. Example, The Colosseum in Rome has withstood the test of time, remaining an iconic symbol of ancient Roman engineering. To encapsulate eps, verb, to express the essential features of something succinctly. Example, the Statue of Liberty encapsulates the ideals of freedom and democracy. Invaluable, adjective, extremely useful or indispensable. Example, historical monuments provide invaluable insights into our past. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an experienced IELTS examiner, here are my top tips for excelling in the speaking test. Practice regularly. Familiarize yourself with common IELTS topics and practice describing them in detail. Use a variety of sentence structures. Mix simple, compound, and complex sentences to demonstrate your language proficiency. Develop your ideas. Don't just list facts. Explain your thoughts and provide reasons for your opinions. Use idiomatic language naturally. Incorporate idioms and collocations, but ensure they fit the context. Work on your pronunciation and fluency. Clear pronunciation and natural rhythm can significantly impact your score. Stay calm and confident. Remember, the examiner is there to assess your English, not to trick you. By following these strategies and using the sample answers as inspiration, you'll be well prepared to describe famous monuments and other topics in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to practice regularly and speak confidently about a wide range of subjects. For more tips on describing places and landmarks, check out our guide on how to describe a famous place you have visited. Good luck with your IELTS preparation. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.